Amen. How many of you learned that verse of the Bible very early on in your life, Hebrews 11, where it says faith is? I've heard that my whole life, haven't you? Faith is a definition of faith straight out of the Word of God. Let me start by talking to you about my understanding of faith in this and how important it is that we finally get it. I want to stand up and confess to you today that years ago, I heard about faith when I was a kid, for a long time actually. It took me a long time before I actually acted on that faith and accepted that faith and through faith came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But then I think it was even some years, maybe even many years later, when I really grasped what faith was and what faith can do if we exercise it. Isn't that amazing how you talk about faith as you exercise your faith? And anything that you exercise is going to grow and going to become stronger. Years ago, actually yesterday, on July the 4th, Arlene and I, we always, July the 4th is kind of an anniversary for us. We weren't married on July the 4th. We were married in June, but our first date was July the 4th. So yesterday, it was 35 years ago. 35 years ago, Arlene and I went on our very first date. It was amazing that there was ever a second date, because on our first date, her dad was the president of the Lions Club, and he talked her into getting into the dunking booth citywide 4th of July celebration. And when she got in the dunking booth, I got in line. And I dunked her 5 times. It's amazing that she ever went out with me on the second date, but I guess she was desperate. I'm just kidding. Please don't tell her I said that. I didn't mean that at all. But huh? That's recorded. Here's the thing that I remember about that. I remember later on looking back, and she tells the story that she kind of had her eye on me for a period of time, and you know she was trying to catch my eye, and I never would give her too much attention. And let me tell you the reason. I didn't think I had a chance. You know, I posted yesterday on my Facebook page. I said, you know, I'm still dating that pretty girl from Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Okay? And I never thought, you know, that somebody like her would ever give me a chance or give me a second look. And when I finally realized that she was interested, dude, I jumped in with both feet. And I've been swimming in that beautiful pond ever since. All right? It's a wonderful thing. And I want to invite you today to experience faith in a new way, in an exciting way, and come to understand that faith is something that if you will just experience it, that if you will just accept it, that if you will embrace it and come to understand its full meaning, it is amazing the joy that it can bring to your life. You know, matter of fact, as I look out this morning, I know that I don't even have to ask, but I could ask for a show of hands, and every person in here would have to raise their hand. If I were to ask you, are you interested in increasing your faith? I mean, that's why we're here, right? Look at what it says here. Faith is being sure of and certain of. You see, faith in God is something that God wants us to have that will make a difference. And if we will only use the faith that God has placed within our hearts, if we will only embrace that faith in real and meaningful ways, it can make life come alive and it can make our world make so much more sense. I actually found this recently. Always believe in God, because there are some questions that even Google can't answer. Sometimes I think when it comes to gaining understanding, experiencing insight, finding answers to questions in life, what do? We go to Google, we go to the internet, we go to Bing, we go to some other search engine, and we type in what we want to know, and then I can't tell you how many times I've gotten really weird stuff that people have sent me, and they think that is absolutely factual because it was found on the internet. Well, let me just tell you something, folks. Not everything on the internet is true. Or right, or good. But if we go to God, and we say, God, help me make sense of this world. Help me make sense of my life. Help me live my life in such a way that will honor you and bring glory to your name. It is amazing what we can do if we go to God that way. So over the next 8 weeks, I'm going to invite you not to search Google, but to search God's Word for some answers about faith and what faith, real faith, looks like in your life and mine. The kind of faith that has an effect on everything about our lives. Think about that, folks. God wants our faith to affect everything about our lives. Now, let me show you how deep that goes. Okay? Our faith in everything. God wants our faith to affect our thoughts. Romans says that we are to renew our minds by our dedication and our worship of Him. You know, there's that beautiful passage in the Epistle of James that says, it gives this great list of all these godly activities, and then it says, think on these things. You see, God wants our faith to affect us to our very core, even to the very thoughts that go through our minds. Apostle Paul says it this way, that he wants us to take every thought captive to Christ. Our faith should have an effect on every part of our lives. Matter of fact, let me add another one here. It should also affect our words. Not just our thoughts, but our words. The Bible says that the tongue is a very small organ, but it's like the rudder of a ship, or it's like the spark that burns the forest down. And that we need to make sure that our words come from our faith in God. He also says that our faith should affect our actions. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus said that our faith should have an effect on our life as we walk by a needy person, as the Good Samaritan did, and it causes us to stop and to act and to do something. That it's not just something that we think about, it's not just something that we talk about, but our faith is something that we do. And let me tell you something, folks, here's where a lot of people stop when it comes to their faith. You believe in faith? Sure, I believe in faith. You think faith has something to do with your thoughts, what you think about? Well, sure. And the words that you speak? Absolutely. But how about our actions? Because see, when we follow through on our faith, amazing things happen. I'll tell you this. Arlene and I, we were down in Baltimore celebrating our anniversary, and we always check out Flavortown, USA, which is a map on the internet that'll show you every place that Guy Fieri has ever visited with dive-ins, diners, drive-ins, and dives. Do you know this show? Nobody knows this show? Okay, I'll just skip this part. No, okay. All right, so we got on there and we saw that there was actually a place that he really liked for breakfast only 4 blocks from where we were staying. I said, honey, let's go. So we think, okay, we'll do that. And we spoke, yeah, we will do that. Well, we got up the morning that we were there, and the taxi that was taking us down there, he said, oh my goodness, I just came from there. The wait is 3 hours. Well, needless to say, we didn't eat there, and the Blue Moon Cafe is what it's called. But anyway, we went back to the motel and we did something else. But then Arlene said, how about the next tomorrow? We'll get up early and we'll go and we'll be the first ones there when they open. So the next morning, which is yesterday morning, I got up. I set my clock for 5 a.m. and I got Arlene up at 6 o'clock, and we were down there waiting on the open at 7 a.m. So we got our seat, and Arlene had Captain Crunch French toast covered in Captain Crunch, fried on a griddle. Doesn't that sound good? I had a dish that they called Sweet Baby Jesus. It had hash browns, it had lump crab meat, it had tomatoes and onions covered in holiday sauce, and 3 fried eggs. Sweet Baby Jesus. I understood why they called it that after I ate it. It was incredible. I have never paid more for breakfast in my life. But man, was it good. Here's the thing, though. You know, we thought it. We talked about it. But then we did it. And your faith can never be all that God wants it to be until you take it beyond thought, beyond words, and you act upon it. Because it's when we act upon our faith that we receive the greatest blessings from God. See, let me take this even further. Because not only should our faith affect our thoughts, our words, our actions, it should affect us. It should affect ourselves, who we are, what we think, what we do, how we talk. It should affect our families. You know, if you read the New Testament, you'll see this great story. We're going to look at it in a few weeks in another message, where the jailer finds himself and the Apostle Paul. The great earthquake, the earthquake came, the cells are opened up, the jailer's about to take his life because the prisoners have escaped, and Paul said, "We're all here." The jailer invites Paul to his home, he tells him about Jesus, and it says that the jailer's entire household, his entire family, accepted Christ, was baptized into Christ that night, and became a part of the kingdom of God. His faith went beyond thoughts, words, and actions, beyond himself, and affected his entire family. Or how about the marketplace? Your faith should affect the marketplace. This is where you do life every day. This is where you live. This is where you shop. This is where you run into strangers each and every day. The Apostle Paul, it says that when he went into a new city, he went to the synagogue. He went to the marketplace. He went out to where people lived. And he allowed his faith to have an impact in people's lives there, and ultimately the world. Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now let me ask you something, folks. Does your faith affect all of these places? Does your faith affect your thoughts and your words and your actions? Does your faith affect you and your family? Does your faith affect where you live, where you work? And does your faith ultimately affect the entire world? Because if it doesn't, then you don't have the kind of faith that God wants you to have. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, I love this passage of scripture. It says, "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." Think about that. The righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. What is he saying? What is the teaching? What should be our understanding of this passage? When the Apostle Paul says that the righteous will live by faith, and I want to hone in on that last part of verse 17, part B of 17, the righteous will live by faith. What is he encouraging you and me to do? How is he encouraging you and me to live? The righteous will live by faith. Another passage of scripture talks about as we walk by faith. Think about that. As we live, as we walk. How do we live? How do we walk? We walk and we live by faith. Now let me just ask you, is that the way you live? Is that the way I live? I mean, when he says that the righteous will live by faith, what's he describing there? Let me give you four statements that will help you understand what kind of life he's describing here. Number one, that we should always be mindful of our faith. That you should always be mindful of your faith. Think about this. What's the first thing you think about when, just fill in the blank. What's the first thing you think about when? What's the first thing you think about when you get up in the morning? I need coffee, okay? What's the first thing you think about when you walk into work and have a misguided or a harsh word with one of your coworkers? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's the first thing you think about when you're cut off in traffic by someone that is driving erratically or different, slower or faster than you're driving? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you get a call from the doctor that says, "We need to talk, we got your test results back"? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you have a conflict with your wife or with your husband? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when your children have lost their way and you're just trying to help? What is the first thing that comes to your mind? When? Fill in the blank. You know, I'll be honest with you. There's an awful lot of time in life when things happen, when things go on, when stuff transpires, when conflict is there, that I'll just be honest with you, that my faith is not the first thing I think about. I mean, a lot of times I think about unfairness. We think about retaliation. Sometimes our faith is not the very first thing that we think about. And I think what God is trying to teach us here is that it should be. And that our faith should, lead the way, that our faith should be the very first thing that comes in our mind and in our soul and in our heart and in our spirit. And the things that we think, the things that we say, the things that we do, the way that we interact not only with ourselves but with other people, that what comes out of that is based on God's faith being inside of me. Now let me say this. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If your faith is not the first thing that you think about, if faith is not the first thing that I think about when things happen in life, I think it's probably because we are not hearing from God nearly enough. We are not experiencing God and His Word nearly enough. I mean, when things happen in our culture and in life and in our families and we act or react in a certain way, most of the time it's simply because we are not mindful, first of all, of our faith. Here's the second thing. Always allow others to see your faith. I think it's interesting that when you read the New Testament in the Gospel of John chapter 3, it talks about Nicodemus coming to Jesus, and it's emphatic that it says that he came to Jesus at night because he was concerned about what other people would think, what other people would say. He was concerned about the other leaders of the Sanhedrin or of the Pharisaical leaders and others, and what they would think of him and what they would say about him and how he might be rebuked because of his faith in Jesus Christ, because he was asking Jesus questions and he was looking for answers that probably they thought that they already had. But it was emphatic in saying that he came to Jesus at night. And let me tell you something, folks. There is no such thing as real faith that is hidden. I mean, if we have faith in God, if we understand that faith should have an effect on every part of our life, everything in life, then we cannot do and practice that faith in the dark. Here's the third thing. The righteous will live by faith. I think it means that we need to be confident in our faith. That we need to be confident in our faith. That we need to be mindful of our faith. That we need to allow others to see our faith. And that we need to be confident in our faith. I alluded to it just a few moments ago, but I find it interesting that a lot of times when people talk about faith, they talk about exercising your faith. In other words, doing things that will make your faith stronger. There's nothing that can affect our faith in a greater way than confidence. Confidence in God. Confident in Him as our Heavenly Father. I had a conversation with a friend of mine just this last week, and we were talking about just things of faith. And he said, you know, I have a question. And he said, I'd like to ask. I said, go ahead, what's up? And he said, I've always wondered about this. I said, well, you know, what is it? And said, well, you know, I've always wanted the answer to this question. And he said this to me. He said, what about the dinosaurs? You know, in his mind, the world has this opinion about faith and about Christianity, about believing in God, and about the age of the world and the age of the universe and where the dinosaurs come from. I actually showed him in the book of Job where it talks about how this one animal was described as having a tail like a cedar tree. Doesn't that sound like a dinosaur? You know, we went back and we were talking about, you know, the book of Genesis and creation and how, you know what, God created, the dinosaurs were there in creation. But see, what happens is a lot of times people ask questions now that shake our confidence or our faith in God because maybe we don't know the answer. You see, that's one of the tenets of real faith. That even though you can't answer it, even though if you can't adequately describe it for the world, you still have faith and trust in God. So listen, folks, we can be confident in our faith because we can be confident in our God. And even though we can't explain something, even though we can't adequately answer the question that the world has, we can still be confident because we can be confident in our faith and we can be confident in our God. And then fourthly, the righteous will live by faith. What does it look like? Well, I think it means that we will always be ready to share that faith. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. Are you familiar with this verse? It says, always be ready to give a reason as to your faith in Christ. Always be ready to share your faith. You see, we bought into this lie of the world, the lie of our culture today that says, you know what, it's okay to have faith, but your faith has to be totally private. Your faith cannot infringe on my rights or my beliefs at all. And listen, folks, that is contrary to what the Bible teaches about faith. Because we are to be mindful, that's the first thing that should come to our mind. We are to allow others to see our faith and come to know Him and come to appreciate God because of the faith that we are showing. That we should be confident in our faith, that even though we can't answer maybe all the questions that the world has, we can be confident in our faith and confident in our God. And we need to always be ready to share our faith in Christ Jesus. Now let me ask you, does that describe your faith? You see, because real faith in what? Faith in everything. Not faith in something, not faith in a few things, not faith in a little bit, faith in everything. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, there is nothing in your life that should not be affected by your faith. It was interesting last night. I said to you there at the beginning about our dog. Our dog, he doesn't like 4th of July. And he's not crazy about it. You know, he doesn't go nuts over it. But boy, when the fireworks start going off, he's just prancing around the house. And, you know, he's barking at the window. But I noticed something yesterday. I was down in the basement and fireworks were going off and he was all fretting. And then all of a sudden he laid down at my feet. And I could still hear the fireworks going off. But he seemed to be a whole lot more comfortable because he was with me. Now I got up and I went upstairs and he followed me upstairs and he started fretting again. He was prancing around the room and he was barking at the door and then he saw me sitting on the couch and he came over and he laid down on the floor at my feet and he calmed right down. And I found out something there that we all know, that he was a whole lot calmer. He was a whole lot more prepared for the frightening things of the world when he made sure and realized that I was there. And I want you to know that that's exactly how you and I, how we should be with God. Because of our faith, because of our connection with Him, everything in life makes more sense. You know, I saw this picture on the internet sometime back. Picture of a guy jumping from one cliff to another. Would you do that? I mean, I know this is just a depiction of it, but would you do that? I mean, even if you were sure that you could jump that far, would you try that? I don't know about you, but man, I've always had this fear of heights. I would find it so hard to do that. But I think that this picture kind of depicts what we're talking about in faith, because faith is not something that we have that answers all the questions, that makes everything certain. Faith is the kind of certainty that we can have, not because of all the answers that we have, but because we are in Him and we are with Him. Faith is really our desire to jump, knowing that God will be there to catch us, that God will be there to give us the strength to span this gulf, that God will be there with a net bound down below when we fall. Faith is our understanding and our desire and our ability to jump, even though maybe we don't have all the answers. Matter of fact, Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Now think about that, folks. I think for many of us, maybe even for most of us, at least part of the time, we live by sight. We want to be able to see. We want to be able to know. We want to be able to comprehend. We want to know what's around the corner. We want to know what's over that hill. We want to know what's coming. But faith in God is simply stating that, God, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's around the bend. I don't know what's around the corner. But I know you're already there, preparing the way for me. That's faith. So here's my encouragement to you today as you read this verse. Don't make any part of your life off limits to God. I mean, think about it. Is there any room in your life where you say, God, you're not allowed in there? Is there any part of your existence that is hidden from God? I mean, is there a room in your basement or in your attic where you have a padlock on it and no one's allowed in there? No one, not even God? Then that's not the kind of faith that God wants you to have. True faith is welcoming God into your life and allowing Him to make a difference in every area of life. It's not us going to God and saying, God, this is who I am, and making Him fit to our understanding of life. But it's our faith in Him saying, God, who I know who You are, and I know You have my best interest at heart, and I want to be exactly who You want me to be, and there's nothing, there's no area off limits to You. My thoughts, God, I want to make them Your thoughts. My words, may they be seasoned with Your love, grace, and mercy. May our actions mirror the love and affection shown by Jesus to everyone that He encountered. And God, may that faith affect me. May that faith affect my family. May that faith filter out into my world and where I work and where I do life. And may it ultimately, Lord, go to all around the world so that people may know You as Lord and Savior. You see, folks, if there's one thing I'm certain of, it's simply this. We need to grow in having that kind of faith in Him. So may we have that faith, not based on what we see, but based on our love and affection towards Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray this morning that You would help us to have this kind of faith. That, Lord, our faith would affect everything. Everything in life, Lord. Everything that we are, everything that we hope to be. God, may there be no limits to where we allow Your faith in our lives. Lord, may we break down all barriers. May we take down all the do not enter signs. May we take down all the locks of the different areas of our room and allow You, Lord, and allow our faith in You to have a beautiful effect on that. So God, I pray that over these next several weeks, as we study, Lord, this subject of faith, help us, Father, to truly put our trust, our faith in You. And God, I pray that all of us here today, that even though we may think we know and understand what the definition of faith is, I pray, Lord, that our life would be an example of that faith. And that, Lord, everything that we say, everything that we think, everything that we do, every person that we touch, every day of our life, Lord, would be blessed because of our faith and trust in you. And Father, may we truly be the kind of person that doesn't have to see to walk by faith, but to know, Lord, that whatever our future holds, that you are already there preparing the way for us. So God, may every moment of every day be guided by our faith and our trust and our love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.